Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hold on, folks. Just a second. I'm undoing my safety belt here. Hold on just a second. Man. All right. Hey, we're back. We are back. Dare I ask you what your opinion is, first of all, of a couple of things. Of the AG's actual report on what and how they came about with the Mueller report, and that will be sent. Let's see, 11 o'clock. It'll be sent to Congress, and then on the website after that, so you can check that out. All of the major thoughts and charges, check them off because they did not find him getting into those areas at all. The White House gave full cooperation. They asked for no executive privilege. They asked for no redactions, and that's the way it ended up. I'd like your opinion on that. Your opinion on the basic thought of how the Democrats are going to go about tearing it apart as they've already started. But at least they got some of it now. They actually won't get it until 11 o'clock. But then he did say that something with no redactions, except the grand jury testimony, will go out to key select members of each party for their perusal. So I think it was a very generous and open, if you had an open mind, it was a very generous and open time for the press conference. If you already knew what you wanted to say ahead of time, if you knew what your question was going to be, and decided, let's find something, well, that's another story. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Give me your opinion of what you heard in the last hour. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. Well, let me be very candid, shall I? For all of the talk about redactions in the Mueller report, I guarantee you can take this to the bank. I'm looking at my text board. There are more redactions needed on my text board than there are on any of the documents they're talking about and the Mueller report. So I'm going to go through a couple of them, but I'm literally going to be redacting parts of them simply because we have responsibility as to what we air as far as obscenities are concerned. So I'm going to kind of tidy it up as best I can, simply because I have a choice. I can either tidy it up or not read it at all, and I'd like to get a handle on the feeling of the people out there. All right. Okay. Can't use any of that one. Okay. How about the next one? Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Can't read any of that one at all. The third one. All right. Barr looked pretty upset at the bias of the media. He held back and ended the press conference. Well, that's one I can read. Yes, he did. They had asked three or four questions, and then he looked pretty disgusted, and he walked away. I thought it was a very professional presentation, and I thought it. If I were the president, I'd be very happy with it. All right. No, not part of that I can bother to read. Okay. Oh, my God. Yeah, no on that one too. I'm not making this up. I'm reading them off the board here. How about this one? We can do this one. As if the network journalists don't even listen to Barr's press conference, I'm sure it'll be the same with the Dems. And that's true. The Dems are going to get it along with the Republicans at 11 o'clock. And then you and I, and everybody who has a computer will get it online, so we'll see where that goes. Okay. This is my opinion. It says it's over and the Dems should start doing their damn jobs. Happy Easter, gentlemen. Signed, Paula. So there we go. I'm sure she's a very refined lady, which brought her to anger just watching what's happening. But I did think that that he did, the AG did a good job. Here's another. I think the Chuck and Nancy show will never stop. I believe Trump was ticked off and frustrated. For heaven's sakes, he still can't get anything done because of this. In my opinion, it's over. Okay. Okay, no, I can't do that at all. Oh, no. Two more I can't do. Okay, here's one. What a bunch of motor-jawing piranhas. That's an interesting. I've never heard a piranha described as a motor jaw. All right, can't do that one. Okay, the AG was brilliant. The reporters, as always, were sewer trash. Okay. Thank goodness, one says. Another says, unbelievable. All right, another compliments me. Thank you. I have to mention that one, of course. All right, so there you have it. They like Catherine Herridge. She's on Fox, of course. And she asked, like, I think the second question. Okay, there we go. So I'm looking at a ton of texts. I mean a ton, of which I could only use about 5%. And that'll give you an idea of where we're going to go with this thing. Let me look at my notes now, simply because I thought the AG did a really, really good job, and he praised his deputy assistant, Rod Rosenstein, said he was very, very helpful. And it started basically on time, and there was no cooperation with any American that they found in the report with Russians who were trying to corrupt our election. So they found no connection with any American. They found no collusion. This is very, very important with the president or anybody else. And so they said the White House fully cooperated. Now think about it like this. If you were in the White House and you had committed a problem, all right, does this sound like a White House that is worried about getting into trouble? They asked for no executive privilege. They fully cooperated. They made everybody available that they wanted to talk to was available. And they did not ask for anything to be redacted. I don't know beyond that. From what we know now, of course, now they're going to start at 11 o'clock. They're going to start digging through 400 pages, and see, we'll see where that goes. The four categories that they had to redact: grand jury testimony, which will stay redacted, by the way. That's the law. You know, it's amazing to hear the Democrats yell and scream about doing things they want that they know break the laws that govern the country. They don't care. That's the whole point. They don't care. And we talk about this all the time with illegal immigration, but it seems like it spreads over the whole palette of being in Congress. They simply don't care. If they have to break the law to suit themselves, they're willing to do it. But the bottom line is they will get several key members of committees, Senate and the House committees, and they will get a fully unredacted report except for the grand jury testimony. Sources and methods of how they gather will be redacted, but unredacted when it goes to those key members. Other cases that are still in progress, anything like that that kind of fed over this one side to the other, they will stay redacted too, except for that special exemption they have for members of those committees. And privacy, peripheral players who may have been interviewed, may have been discussed, but were not charged with anything, and rather than have them brought in because it didn't reach a high enough level, rather than have them brought in, those would be redacted. So at 11 o'clock, Congress will get the whole thing with the redactions. And then he said later, I don't know if it's later today or whatever, when those committee members will get a chance to, the key members of the committees will get a chance to get some unredacted material. And let me tell you something. It's a very, very limited number of people that will get the unredacted portions, with the exception of the grand jury. Here, I'm going to give you something to take to the bank. They'll get leaked. They'll get leaked. That's what Washington's all about. It's all about leaks. And you heard the AG talk about how things were sent to WikiLeaks. So Washington is weaker than a sieve, and that's one of the reasons they tried to keep a tight hold on this. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. The president at the, let's say, had mentioned that he might have a press conference. And if he does, we will definitely carry it. But I can tell you right now, the Democrats specifically, will have teams of people going over this material when they get it at 11 o'clock. And it will be like a dam bursting. Because they're just looking for something, anything, anything. All right, whatever they can get. And so we're going to be mucked in this mire for a long, long time. I don't know about you, but I'm getting a little sick of it, a little tired of it, a little weariness of it, seeing the same faces making the same charges, baseless. And even though we go through a 2.5 year, basically, investigation by hundreds of law enforcement people, we spend all kinds of money on it. This is what they come up with, and it still won't be accepted. You know why? Because they don't want to accept it. They don't care what it said. They don't care who was involved. They don't care what the methodology was to get the information. All they want to do is get Donald Trump. So I'd like your opinion on what you saw and heard on the AG's press conference, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and star 930. You can also text us, and let me tell you something. I have never seen the text board light up like that. It was the kind of thing that it's a little discouraging, because we're thinking, is this ever going to be over? Is it ever going to end? And what would have to be produced for it to end? I don't know. I really don't know. I don't think they have an end game. And because of that, because they don't have an end game, this is going to keep going, keep going. Here's a text. The Dems, by any means necessary, they're heading toward Gestapo territory of governance. To be honest with you, I don't think I'm going to overstate this. When I see how they act regarding this sort of thing, it makes me wonder if they're really a part of our government. Because if you look at it, it seems like they always side, in this case, with anything that they could possibly think that would be negative to Donald Trump. That's one thing. And if you look at the immigration thing, which is probably the biggest thing on the table right now, they side with the illegals all the time. They don't side with American law. They don't side with how we're handling anything. They just side with illegals for their own reasons. So you have to wonder, when you cast a vote for someone, you expect them to go to Washington or go to Albany or wherever they're going to go and look after you and your interests. Not foreigners who have no place here because they're not legal. The illegal immigration problems, they seem to have more of an interest in their ear than your problems. And that isn't why you sent them to Congress. And then some of these people you never heard of, never in your wildest dreams have you heard of, but suddenly they're, wow, look, they're trending. They're number two in the list of possible contenders to beat Donald Trump. And even when you hear the press use words like spin, 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 well, what does spin mean? Spin means that you're not lying, but you're kind of making it sound like something it isn't, or trying to get the absolute best interpretation out of something. So there's no room, once you use spin, 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 for just an honest statement. If I tell you 2 and 2 is 4, that's not spinning it. That's the truth. Okay, 2 and 2 is 4. Unless, of course, you went to a school that told you it wasn't. But as far as I know, 2 and 2 is 4. And that's not a spin. But when the reporters get a hold of it, they'll tell you that you allege that 2 and 2 is 4. We can't quite prove it yet, but we're thinking the Russians may have convinced you. All right, we will take a break, and we'll be back, hopefully, with your calls, because I'm telling you one thing. I can't use the stuff that's on the text board, but I'd like your opinion. On News Radio 930, this is WBEN. We are back with Beach and Company. This is a movable feast. All right, we've had the news conference with the AG going over what's happening with the Mueller report. That'll be distributed to Congress at 11 a.m. and then afterwards to the rest of us in the country by website. So at 11 a.m., Congress will have it. Later on, Congress will also get certain members of Congress on committees. We'll get an unredacted, with the exception of grand jury testimony, example of the report. Meanwhile, we're awaiting President Trump is going to make some remarks. They're always interesting. Looking forward to them. And as soon as he does, we have an eye on that, and we will go directly to it. So I might be in the middle of a conversation with somebody, and suddenly, boom, we have to go there, and we will have it all covered right here on News Radio 930. This is Terry in Texas. Terry, you saw it. You heard it. You saw it. You have an opinion of what's going on there.
Yeah, I may or may not have been responsible for a couple of the texts that came across your board there. I'm not sure. In any case, I mean, you know, are we really surprised by what we heard? I don't think so. I mean, Democrats, of course, are going to make a big deal out of it, you know, which we can look at and not be surprised by it as well. I think the general public will do.
Oops. I think we're having a technical problem. Are you still there, Terry?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. So you're not surprised by what we saw. I'm not surprised either, but I'm really disappointed. You would think at some point in the cycle of the Democrats' vendetta to try and get this president unseated, they would say, we've had enough. Now we're going to get back to work. And that's what my first text here that after the break says, that our Congress needs to do their jobs. That's what they were elected for. And I don't think they are doing their jobs. They're in this bloodlust quest to try and get him out of there. I don't think the job is getting done for the American people.
No, and you talk about spin. I'll tell you what, a lot of that commentary that followed up the news conference sounded pretty spinny to me. My biggest disappointment is, you know, this is hysterical and all, but contributing my tax dollars to all this tomfoolery is what really bothers me. And like I was saying, the American public, they're going to go with whatever, you know, the people that are on the side of the Dems, they're going to go with that because they're not going to do their own research. They're too busy trying to keep up with what the Kardashians are doing or whatever they're into.
Yeah, it seems to me like they've set the bar pretty low for their expectations from the people they've sent to Washington. In other words, if the people they sent are willing to just devote their entire 2.5 years of their career to deposing a duly elected president, they're okay with that. And you have to wonder what they're thinking about, too.
Well, I don't know how many times, too, the Attorney General, I mean, he said it 20 different ways that there was no collusion, and they're still not going to get it. They'll still take it and, you know.
And so their idea of what you do is if you don't get the good message from somebody, then you denigrate them. Nobody was talking ill will of the Attorney General until, of course, he gave them bad news for them, and now all of a sudden he's a bum, right?
Well, I'm trying to figure out, too, how Mueller, he's supposed to be the most honest man in Washington. Now he doesn't know what the hell he's doing because he didn't, you know, press charges on the president or, you know.
Yeah, and so they will desperately be looking for anything they can use. It's like throwing raw meat on the floor to a bunch of rabid dogs. Thank you, Terry. Thank you very much. I'll tell you one thing, if you can use this as an example. Now, first of all, We know that a lot of our audience is very much likes President Trump. We know that. You know it too. I've never seen the text board like that. Never. They were very, very angry. And a lot of it was simply, I think there were only like four questions asked before he finally just left. And even within those four questions, one was all right. It was legitimate. It was a woman from Fox. But the rest of it was so, it's the same old crap. They never get tired of it. Maybe they think that they've got 2 years of their lives already invested, so why not keep it up? Frank, I think we'll take a break now, just in case the president gets to that microphone. We'll do our stop set, and we'll be back on News Radio 930, and we will cover it when he's there, WBEN. Here's where we are. We're awaiting the president's remarks. It states that they'll be made ahead of the distribution of the report. Now, that's supposed to come out to Congress at 11 a.m., which is about 8 minutes from now. And then later, he said later, but he didn't say when. I assume it's later today. It will be on the website, so you'll get to see it all. And when the president comes to speak, we will interrupt anything we're doing to make sure we get him. Let's go to Madonna in Buffalo. Madonna, thanks for calling. You're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. It's good to talk to you again.
It's been a while. I'm glad to talk to you, too. What's on your mind today?
I had to call in today because today's a culmination of a lot of different factors in this dilemma, let's say, of the Mueller report. And the response that many people are having right now seems to me to be in tune with what we've seen for the last 2.5, 3 years in our society. I think that people, instead of having studied the politics and governance and having deliberately considered parts of it, you know, like making good choices,
sure,
people treat this like drama and theater. I'm just sick of it.
It is. You know what it's like? It's like a reality show where you have drama designed to get you to the next 15 minutes, and then you think you're going to get something resolved, and it never gets resolved. The story, the plot line keeps on the same plot day after day after day. I think people are getting sick of it.
Right. And just retreat. If there is no collusion, get on, go do something else, you know, go look for Easter eggs or whatever. And no, people will not give up, and they will work at becoming less informed rather than more informed.
And see, I think the opposition party is taking this as a, we'll finally find something, and when we do, we'll say, this is what we were looking for all along. We knew it was there. It took some patience. We fought the good fight. Instead of saying, we did the best we could under the best circumstances, and now it's time to govern. They're not going to say that. It's apparent. They're going to take it to the next election.
Nothing we do anymore. We don't do that in our country. We don't say we were wrong.
No, we don't. No, we're taught to double down on everything.
But there, certainly we all agree. And here's what I hear from everybody. We need to get along. We need to coalesce. We need to get together to share common ground. But nobody does it. And they're pouncing on it today. And I was in a doctor's appointment, got in the car for the last 5 minutes of the previous ABC report. And I deduced that, hey, you know, there's nothing in there kind of thing. And that's good because that's knowledge. It's information. That's something that's helpful to all of us.
Took 2.5 years and hundreds of law enforcement officers and at least $25 million to do it, and they still don't believe it.
They still don't believe it. And when the president comes out today, if he missteps 1 second, okay, if his tie is too long, okay, or if he looks like he had a hamburger last night, focus on that rather than what actually happened. And that's, to me, tragic because we're in a country that is based on freedom, based on, you know, individual rights, okay? So you can say what you want, and you can have freedom of the press and freedom of speech, and that's wonderful. But to attack people just because they're not in your party or to attack people because you don't understand. A good example, Sandy, the last few weeks is finally the New York Times coming out and saying, well, at least 90% of Americans paid less tax last year.
Yeah, finally agreeing to something.
If you go to a picnic or you go to a cocktail party, everyone says, oh, my refund is smaller than last year. But nobody screamed from February on that the withholding was less. So the withholding being less
So they got it during the year instead of at the end of the year.
Yep. Yeah, so it's crazy. I mean, just look around. Everything that's happening to me is so crazy and so out of control that we need to back up and remember what our country is really about, what our society is, and not, I mean, we're in a free country. We're in a free country.
And we do have free speech, but I think we have responsible speech. It would be appreciated. Just saying something because you can doesn't make it right.
No, and the guy next door to me could say hundreds of things that I don't agree with, but guess what? He's entitled to do that.
Sure.
And if I don't like it, I can walk away, and I don't have to hear it. And when you said something about a reality show, I do agree with you up to a point, which is this. If it were a reality show, I can turn it off.
Always a good call. Thank you, Madonna. And don't wait so long to call us again, okay?
Thanks, dear. Bye-bye. Happy Easter.
Thank you. Same to you. Yeah, that's Madonna. We love Madonna. She used to be a more frequent caller. Yeah, you're talking about we do have free speech, and we cherish it, and we would never give it up. But because you have the ability to say almost anything doesn't mean you should. There are times when irresponsible speech doesn't help anybody. It truly doesn't. So if the Democrats should at least be honest and say for the next 2 years until the next cycle of the presidency is there and the president is sworn in, we're not going to govern. We're just going to spend all of your money. It's all your money, by the way. They don't pay for any of it. All right. We're going to spend all of your money trying to come up with this phantom problem with the president because we don't like him. We don't like his style. We don't like him. And we're scared as hell that he's going to find out about us because we are a part of a problem in this country. And they know it, not because we're the opposition, but because you're the irresponsible opposition. Just opposing because they're on the other side doesn't make it right, as Madonna said. And she's absolutely, totally right. All right, let me see now. We've got a couple of minutes where Frank's keeping his eye on the presidential podium. And when the president walks up to that, we will go directly from whatever we're doing, including commercials. I know the sales manager now is gripping his chest cavity. But the bottom line is, no matter what we're doing, we will go to the president when he speaks. He's going to speak at the same time or just a little bit before, one would guess, the release of the report, the Mueller report, which is going to be at 11 a.m. to Congress. And we're only a minute and a half away from that. And then later, online. I don't know how many of you will have a chance to read it this afternoon because it's 400 pages. And the reading online is not the easiest thing to do, but we will cover the president. And then after that, we'll ask for your thoughts on what the president has to say. One would hope that it will be right around 11 o'clock. We will have a newscast at 11. And meanwhile, we'll be back 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. It'll be interesting to see how much of what they just get in their hands they'll be able to
Be going to ABC right at 11.
Okay, that's good. We'll be going right to your friends at ABC right at 11. So hang in there. It's Beach and Company. But first, this little musical interlude. Pardon me, I'm going to buckle up my seatbelt again. Get ready. Yeah, the president's, we'll cover it. It's going to be 11 o'clock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.